Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I've spoken about it briefly over the last few days, and I just saw the NRL roast just put up on his page some of the stats at this point of the season, the end of round eight, and it's the tackle breaks. And obviously for the outside backs, Brian To'o, he's leading it at 7.6 average tackle breaks a game. You've got Jesse Ramien, 7.5, Latrell Mitchell, 6.2, Corey Thompson, 5.6. Very impressive for him. I mean, when you look at those other three, Ramien and Mitchell, massive bodies. Brian To'o, just, the speed and power he comes at the line with, simply incredible. For Corey Thompson to be right up there, we spoke about this guy on Instagram the other day, incredibly impressive. Underneath that, you got Roger at 5.5, KP at 5, Teddy at 5, Dylan Edwards at 5, Jordan Rapana 4.9, and Dane Laurie in his debut season 4.8. So a lot of really impressive performances from the backs there, but it's the forwards that stood out for me. And I'll start at the bottom of the list. Marty Tapau, 2.9. By the bottom of the list, I mean the bottom of the top 10. Marty Tapau, he's at 2.9. Viliami Kikau, 3. An average of 3 tackle breaks a game. Maybe a little bit low for Kikau, all things considered. Tyson Brazel's at 3 as well. Hudson Young is at 3.1. So for Hudson Young to be above Viliami Kikau, really good crack there. Angus Crichton also at 3.1 with Hudson Young. Probably a little bit down on Angus Crichton as well, what I would have expected from him. Still very impressive. Connor Watson, 3.4. Brilliant to see. I love the way the Knights use Connor Watson through the centre third with tired bodies around him. Isaiah Papali'i, 4.0. Incredibly impressive from a guy that was essentially unwanted by the New Zealand Warriors. Very, very impressive to see him doing what he's doing. We've spoken a lot about him. Payne Haas, 4.0 as well. The same as Isaiah Papali'i. We were talking about Payne Haas as, the most damaging front row in the game only 18 months ago. So for Isaiah Papali'i to be up there with him, very impressive. Then at the very top, 6.8. Yeah, so he's more than two average tackle breaks a game clear from next best is David Fifita on 6.8. So doing more than double on average the amount of tackle breaks as Marty Tapau, as Viliami Kikau, as Angus Crichton. Some of these bodies are unbelievable. Some of the teams they're in are unreal as well, always getting put in good positions. I mean, Viliami Kikau, he's been put in so many positions this year going against the grain where he can break tackles. So for David Fifita to be on 6.8, incredibly impressive. And look, everyone's been giving David Fifita a heap of compliments and getting behind him this year because he's done some unbelievable things. For me, I think we're looking at the positives a lot. There are a couple of negatives, and can you imagine if David Fifita, if he played the way that he does for 80 minutes instead of generally around about the 40-minute mark? I mean, this guy, he can explode in a first half. I think, as I said the other day, I did it on the live the other day, so I didn't go into too much detail, but I think we've seen him score 3 tries twice in a half. Yeah, and then in the second half after that, or in the other half of the game, I mean, he sort of clocks off and he kind of goes to sleep. And for me, you need more out of this guy. We really do. He's a guy that has just got so much ability. You can see by that, David Fifita, 6.8 average tackle breaks a game. I mean, the guy hasn't played a full 80 minutes yet for me. I understand the first week he was a little bit ill, but after that, I mean, he's had some amazing performances. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not bagging the guy, but what I'm saying is there is so much more upside in this fella. It is scary. If he's achieving that, if he's doubling these sort of footballers right now, imagine what happens when David Fifita can play a full 80 minutes. It really could be anything, and it's a matter of David Fifita bringing himself into the game. I speak a lot about halves. They need to put him in the right positions, and I think they're starting to do that at the Titans. They've been doing it well, but David Fifita, he has to impose himself more on this game. And when I was watching them on the weekend in that first half when they were giving it to the Broncos, I mean, down that left edge, there was so much happening. They were on the front foot every time, and David Fifita, a little bit sluggish, sort of behind the play the ball, and I understand that. You know what? He didn't have to do too much in those moments because they were carving up through the middle. But a guy like him, he needs to be on the front foot. He needs to be touching the ball once every two sets. He really does. He needs to be having a touch. Yeah, now they use him very well as a decoy as well. But if I'm David Fifita, I'm saying, give me the ball, put it in my hands, yeah? He needs to have the ball in his hand more. I know that's probably, some people might think it's unfair, but I mean, to score three tries in the first half of one game, have three touches of the football in the second half, I'm sorry, that doesn't cut it, yeah? That doesn't cut it in a game where your team loses the game in the second half. He needs to impose himself more in this game. I understand he's young. I get it. But he's not on young man money, yeah? He's on money of an established first grader, of a state of origin player, of a kangaroo player, essentially, yeah? If it wasn't for COVID, he already would be a kangaroo. I want to see more from David Fifita. I want to see him take the game by the collar and really drag himself into it. Don't wait for people to bring him into it. I want to see him come into the middle, do some work. I want to see him scream for the ball on the edge. I want him to take the ball off his halves and really take the opposition on. And I want him to do it 8 times a half, 9 times a half around that mark. Not 2 or 3 times, not clock off once he scores a heap of tries. This kid, he's got so much potential, it's not even funny, and we just need to see him maintain it for 80 minutes of football. This is going to be the big challenge for David Fifita and the Gold Coast Titans this year, getting this guy into the game for 80 minutes. If he does, wow, this team, they are a serious threat in season 2021.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.